I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We spoke with Joel Richardson, an author and teacher with Global Catalytic Ministries, about a modern surge in anti-Semitism. The conflict in Gaza has led to increased scrutiny of Israel. Where that tension becomes racism is when people assume that Jewish individuals are somehow the same as the state of Israel.
We've actually seen the murder of Jewish Americans simply because they're Jewish. But it's said to be all done under the guise or under the banner of protest of the state of Israel.
And Christians have more responsibility to show compassion than anyone else.
Our ultimate job is not to be political commentators. Our ultimate job is to seek the reconciliation of all people to God, to their creator.
Consider how you can guard against anti-Semitism in your own circles and pray for godly reconciliation through the church. Then, is there a child in your life who doesn't enjoy reading very much yet? A handheld audio Bible from MegaVoice could be a huge spiritual encouragement to them. Daryl Templeton with MegaVoice tells us,
they estimate that 20% of kids under 18 have dyslexia. Another 13 to 15% have other reading disabilities, which could be because of physical disabilities. They can't turn the pages. And so here's, you know, possible population among our young people of almost 30% that have some kind of reading disability.
MegaVoice audio Bibles give kids truth through Bible stories and audio and dramatized scriptures. Plus, if you lead a special needs ministry, check out the full story at missionnews.org and we'll connect you with resources to reach kids with God's Word. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.